Welcome to the Friday, September the 20th episode of Briefing with Butts. This is our eighth episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening in our schools. Well, first, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Dean Barker at Bridgeport Elementary School. Congratulations, Dean. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, all right, let's dive into the highlights from another incredible week in our district. On Saturday, we kicked off Hispanic Heritage Month, which actually runs from September the 15th through October the 15th. And on Tuesday, our school board visited Ben Davis High School, where we learned about their efforts in student belonging and got to see students in action in our new underground utilities graduation pathway. Also on Tuesday, the Wayne Township Adult Education Program welcomed Senator Cindy Carrasco, who visited classrooms to share her journey as an ESL student to becoming a lawyer and a senator. Our staff did an absolutely amazing job sharing their stories as well and advocating for adult education and the impact it makes in our community. Well, speaking of impact in our community, congratulations to the Wayne Township Adult Education Program for receiving a Programs of Excellence designation from the Indiana Department of Workforce Development in recognition of their excellence in student academic achievement, enrollment, partnering with employers, offering high-demand wage training, and the number of high school equivalencies that have been earned. Also this past week, ironically, it was National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week. It's why we are so excited to have our guest this week, serves so many purposes and has just an amazing story, but it's one of our staff members over at Wayne Township Adult Education, Mariela Meza Zeldon. I totally butchered that, Mariela. I'm Celadon, and I don't get the pronunciation correctly, and I am so sorry about that. I know you're going to correct me here in just a minute, but we've been talking, and you have just an amazing story. And so I wanted to see if you could just tell our listening audience a little bit about your family's journey to the United States. It's one that is so important, and we know that many of our students and our families come from with so many different backgrounds and so many different circumstances, and many of them are here for the very first time. And so you've been in the United States now for just over 5 years.
Thank you, Dr. Butt. Yes. This is our fiesta, the Hispanic Heritage Month. And I just want to share a little bit of my story with my family, my husband, my two children. We came here 5 years ago. And the most difficult moment for me was that 3 weeks after we came here, my dad passed.
And he was still back in Nicaragua.
Yeah, he was in Nicaragua with my two sisters and one brother. And this was amazing because when we came here, and this is amazing that like a lot of immigrants that come to this country, you just come with one baggage. But there's no clothes in that baggage. You have a lot of dreams. You have a lot of fearness. You have a lot of, you are changing your life. You're leaving your country, your family.
Everything that you know. Everything that you have.
Yeah, that's part of your past.
A bag of hopes and dreams of 25 pounds.
Yep, of 25 pounds. And you have two children, you know, to encourage them, to give them a hope, to give them security to be in a country, new culture, new language. So
when you came to America, how did you end up in Indianapolis?
This is amazing because all my family live in Miami.
Okay.
And all my family, they just moved from Nicaragua in the 1980s. And they have all kind of business in Miami. But when we came here, my husband came first.
Okay.
2 months before we came. So he says, Mariela, one cousin is giving me a job, so I have to move to Indianapolis. So I said, go ahead. We don't have nothing now, so you have to start something. So he came to Indianapolis, and then we moved to Indianapolis, and we live with a cousin. And this was difficult, but depends of your open mind, how do you see the future, and how you realize your new life. So we just, you know, pray to God and says, this is a new life. Mm-hmm. This is because our security. So we are going to start a new life with better proposals, with a lot of dreams. So we start, you know, I just find a cousin here that was living here. So I just contact, hey, Claudia, how are you? She says, Mariela, you know what? I'm doing English classes now. So you want to come? And says, of course, because I'm taking care of my kids. So I have time now.
Yeah.
So I came to adult education.
And your husband wasn't working here in Indianapolis.
No, he was working in Michigan. So I was alone from Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And we just have together as a family just Saturday and Sunday.
And COVID happens.
And how COVID happened. And my little one has a surgery on the COVID. So it was amazing. But, you know, I think I believe in God. So this was for me the grace of God covering in a new country. So
you find adult education, you're wanting to learn English.
Yes, and I just applied for the high school diploma, and then I passed the test. And Vilma asked me, Mariela, do you have any experience? I said, why? Because the receptionist is, they have opening right now, so you want to apply? I said, okay, Vilma, I know my English is not 100%, but I want to try because I have 19 years of customer service experience because I work in an airline in my country. So I said, let's try. So I did apply, and Christy just told me, hey, bring me your curriculum, and I will do the interview for you.
Yeah.
So I did pass, and now I am the receptionist of Winternship Adult Education.
What an amazing story.
Yes.
And your children are attending school?
Yes. So they are attending school. I have Maria. She's 17. She's a senior now. And she's a great girl. She's very focused. She's applying to college now. And she's doing a great job.
Yeah.
And little Norlan, he is 12.
Okay.
And he was playing baseball in my country. So when we come here, it was amazing because my husband went to the airport and says, hey, we have something to do. I said, what? We're going to get lunch. He says, no, we are going to a baseball field. I was like, Norlan, how come? I says, no, because Norlan is going to play baseball here. So this is amazing because my little one, he was 7. He was 0 English. And we did apply for a tryout. For that time, we didn't know anything about tryouts, anything about baseball. I mean, U.S. baseball, travel games.
Yeah.
So we did apply, and it was funny because he was over there, Mama, I don't understand what you're telling me. Can you please ask them? And I said, Norlan, this is just for this time. You are going to learn the language. Mm-hmm. So I was there, you know, helping them in the fields. So now he's 12, of course. He now said, Mama, you don't have to pronunciate that word. Mama, it's not like that. So I said, Norlan, I mean, you're learning the language. So I'm trying. This is my second one. I'm doing my best.
Right.
So for now, you know, this is my story. It's just a little bit compared to another story.
Sure.
They are so sad stories.
There are. And, you know, it's so hard, I think, for those of us that have never left everything to start brand new and to have the confidence that there is something better ahead of us and to go somewhere where you don't know the language either. You don't know the customs, you don't know the language, and you have one cousin that you can stay with for a period of time. And just an amazing story. And to know that you have found great opportunity. Your children have found great opportunities and truly, truly a success story. And so let's talk a little bit about this Hispanic Heritage Month. It's one that, you know, sometimes when we talk about a month that honors one of our populations, we sometimes think of the month of March or the month of June. But Hispanic Heritage Month runs the middle of September to the middle of October. And you started to address this a little bit when we began, but why is that so important? Why is Hispanic Heritage Month so important to our Latino cultures?
You know, our independence anniversary in Central America is September 15th. So we celebrate like Central America, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras, Costa Rica, and Panama on the 15th. Mexico on the 16th. And Chile in South America on the 18th.
Wow.
So this is our fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good time to share that not because we speak Spanish, we are from Mexico. We are all from Central America and Latin America, and we have different culture, food. It's the same language, it's Spanish, but we have a lot of beautiful things to share of our country. So this is amazing month to celebrate, to share. We are almost the first Latin community in United States. I think we are 62 million of people. Mm. So we have a lot of to share with you guys that it's not that we are here from the present. Mm-hmm. We are from the past too. Mm-hmm. So we are celebrating those achievements, those sacrifices, those time, those hard work for the past people that came here. So this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I was in one meeting and I was telling all the teachers, I feel proud of being a Nicaraguan immigrant because I'm giving my best, mm-hmm. you know, in adult education, when I greet all the students, when I give all the information, I tell them that this is a new opportunity. They are welcome to this country, that they open their arms to receive us, so we have to give mm-hmm. our best. And our best is learning the language. You know, they have a lot of opportunity to pass in our program, and then they can go to college. They can give all the experience. You have no idea how many students I receive from all countries that they are very prepared with the language. Mm-hmm. So I says, this is a step of hope. Try to keep in the English program, and then you can take your high school. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter you took your high school like 30 years ago. That's our country. This is a new chapter in your book. So try to do your best. And then you can choose career training. You can choose any college. You can choose any program that you can support. You can give your experience mm-hmm. to this country. So this is a way to celebrate that we came here and we have good things, you know, to share, to give. And this is my mission being the receptionist is I can greet all these kind of students mm-hmm. and I can give all the information that they need, because one time I came to this same location and somebody gave me the correct information. Mm. So now we have better opportunity, you know, amazing. As a family, as my life changed.
Yeah.
My life changed because I'm doing what I love to do, customer service. I'm, you know, in the morning, it's a busy morning because I want to help the student. I want to help the teachers. Mm-hmm. I want to answer all my calls. I want to be there just to serve. And this is part of my heritage moment. To share with all the immigrants, and not only immigrants, all the people that need our service.
Absolutely. So before we leave this topic, how do you, with such a rich background and culture, and this month being so important, how do you celebrate this month? What are some of the things that you do to help your children to understand the importance of Hispanic Heritage Month and really to celebrate all of your family and your relatives and the culture that you grew up in?
Okay. Remember, my children, they born in Nicaragua, so they speak very good Spanish. So I always tell them, feel proud of mm-hmm. your root.
Yeah.
Feel proud to speak Spanish. I, you know, have a little bit with my little one. He was 7 when he came. So he goes, Mama, for me, you know, my brain thinks better in English. I said, you have to think better too in Spanish because you are bilingual. Mm-hmm. So we celebrate, you know, we have our custom. We do our food. We celebrate the 15, this past 15, just doing our food, singing our song and dancing. And we want to share this too with another student that are from Africa, for example. And we are going to celebrate at school. So we wear our costume, we share food, we dance. It's a different culture that we always dance and we always, you know, feel proud of our food. And we like to cook a lot. I think the Hispanic people, they like to cook carne asada. They like to share a lot of food. So this is amazing to bring a little bit, you know, of our country in a different country that respect our freedom, that respect our culture. It's amazing to share too with them so they can know about our food. Usually if I cook, if I bring some food, I say, how do you do this? You cook every day, Mariela? Of course, this is part of our life, you know, so this is amazing to share. So we're going to celebrate in our Winternship Adult Education this coming month. So it's amazing because we celebrate like if we are in our country.
Yeah. Well, and it's so great to share with others who don't have that same history and don't have that same background, just to expand others' knowledge and their understanding of other people that we get a chance to work with. So growing up, did you have some role models that were particularly important to you?
Okay, so I have a few names of my country, but I just want to mention and I want to honor the most important models in my life was my mom, a humble mom. Mm. A hard worker mom. So these are the examples that I want to repeat and let my kids know that with humble and hardworking, they can go forward.
Yeah.
And with respect, they can go forward and they can have better opportunities. So those are my model, my dad and my mom.
Mariela, I absolutely love that because I think you just bridged a cultural gap for all of us. Because I think no matter what country you're from, no matter where, what your background is, our parents are so very important to us. And I say that because I remind people often, every Sunday morning, my mother listens to this. And so hopefully I just made her smile. But thank you for sharing that because that's so important. And I just appreciate you sharing your heart today, you sharing your story. What an amazing guest you have been. And so I want to thank you for joining us today. And just in really enlightening us and informing us a little bit more about why Hispanic Heritage Month is so important.
Okay, so thank you for this time, and we are going to celebrate that we have any opportunity here as immigrants in this beautiful country that we are going to celebrate being Hispanic.
Yes.
And we're going to celebrate all these weeks that we can give a new opportunity to those immigrants and we can give our best.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much.
Thanks for all that you do for our adult education program. I know your children are so proud of you and so are we. Thank you for sharing your story.
Okay, thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, good luck to the Giants football team in tonight's away game at Warren Central. Also, this Saturday is the Claremont Parade. Be sure to stop out. 11 o'clock is when that parade starts, and the Board of Education, our police department, our child nutrition department will all be on hand, as well as the superintendent's cabinet, to make sure to greet everyone along the parade route. So we'll see you 11 o'clock on Saturday. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.